The Penelope Ad by Margaret Atwood. For my family. Shrewd Odysseus, you are a fortunate man to have won a wife of such preeminent virtue. How faithful was your flawless Penelope, Icarius's daughter. How loyally she kept the memory of the husband of her youth. The glory of her virtue will not fade with the years, but the deathless gods themselves will make a beautiful song for mortal ears in honor of the constant Penelope. The Odyssey, Book 24, 191 through 194. He took a cable which had seen service on a blue-bowed ship, made one end fast to a high column in the portico, and threw the other over the roundhouse, high up, so that their feet would not touch the ground. As when long-winged thrushes or doves get entangled in a snare, so the women's heads were held fast in a row, with nooses round their necks, to bring them to the most pitiable end. For a little while their feet twitched, but not for very long. The Odyssey, Book 22, 470 through 473. Introduction. The story of Odysseus's return to his home kingdom of Ithaca following an absence of 20 years is best known from Homer's Odyssey. Odysseus is said to have spent half of these years fighting the Trojan War and the other half wandering around the Aegean Sea, trying to get home, enduring hardships, conquering or evading monsters, and sleeping with goddesses. The character of wily Odysseus has been much commented on. He's noted as a persuasive liar and disguise artist, a man who lives by his wits, who devises stratagems and tricks, and who is sometimes too clever for his own good. His divine helper...